The California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help all of us to better understand water issues in our state. Today, we learn more about groundwater recharge.
Good morning, and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring a promising solution to California's water challenges, subsurface groundwater recharge. For decades, California has relied heavily on groundwater, especially during droughts. But with taking more out of the aquifers than naturally can be put back in. Historically, groundwater recharge happened naturally. Rainfall and snowmelt seeped into the ground, replenishing underground water supplies. But as we developed cities, paved over open land, and expanded agriculture, we disrupted this natural process. By the mid-20th century, water managers realized that overpumping was leading to falling water tables, land subsidence, and dry wells. Early efforts to recharge groundwater focused on surface recharge, spreading water over basins where it could percolate down into the aquifers. But in recent years, a more targeted approach has emerged, subsurface groundwater recharge. Subsurface recharge is different from traditional methods because it directly injects water into the underground aquifer or enhances natural infiltration in areas where water is needed the most. This is critical in California, where intense droughts and unpredictable water availability mean we need smarter ways to store excess water when it's available. One of the biggest advantages of subsurface recharge is that it reduces evaporation losses, which is a major concern in our hot, dry climate. It also helps prevent land subsidence by maintaining groundwater levels and protecting infrastructure like roads and canals. But implementing subsurface recharge at scale isn't easy. It requires careful planning to ensure that recharge projects don't introduce contaminants into drinking water supplies. Fresno State installed and studied subsurface recharge in a new almond orchard, placing sensors to determine its efficiency. This research provides valuable data on how subsurface recharge can be successfully integrated into agricultural systems. You can visit our website to see the full report on the study and learn more about how research is shaping California's water future. Despite these challenges, subsurface groundwater recharge is gaining momentum. Cities and water managers are using advanced technology like managed aquifer recharge and injection wells to actively replenish depleted aquifers. Agricultural partnerships are also playing a role. Some farmers are experimenting with Floodmar, allowing excess water to soak into their fields during the wet years to help recharge groundwater. With climate change bringing more extremes, both in drought and in flooding, California must be ready to capture and store water when it's available. Expanding subsurface recharge efforts is a key part of creating a resilient water future. The more we invest in sustainable groundwater management today, the better prepared we will be for the challenges ahead. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.